Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2015's second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2015 second quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in the second quarter earnings release conference call of Indústrias Rumo. We disclosed yesterday our results, and we're seeing the current economic conditions in Brazil. Now we are going to detail the impacts of this situation in the Rumo operations, as well as to address our plan for the second half of 2015. We observed during the second quarter an even more challenging environment for the domestic industry. The business confidence index are at extremely low levels, and deterioration of the industry installed capacity utilization are very severe. Despite the devaluation of the Brazilian currency occurred throughout this year, the aforementioned indicators corroborate the information from our direct sales team of machinery. Until this moment, the industry is showing no signs of recovery. Throughout the second quarter, the domestic demand for capital goods is still very weak. As a consequence, we had a significant reduction in new orders for machine tools and plastic machines. Despite this challenging domestic scenario, I must highlight the important development in the foundry order entry, and especially the beginning of the recovery in margins of this business unit. Also, I would like to highlight the growth in exports of machines, thus reducing our dependence on the domestic market. In recent years, we have taken several measures seeking to gain agility and mainly responsiveness to demand fluctuations inherent in a sector with low predictability. Today, we are very focused on shape the company for a longer low demand cycle and carrying new structure optimization. We continue with a strong balance sheet with inventory at appropriated levels, with controlled delinquency of receivables and an even more leaner structure. We will remain focused on pursuing opportunities that this challenging scenario gives to us, and especially on cash generation. So we should be even better prepared and flexible to react and presenting positive results even in a low demand scenario. Now I'd like to give to Fabio before he explain the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this web conference. Starting the chart number 3, we highlighted in the second quarter the order entry of the raw and machined cast iron part business, the casting business, that received 65.8 million this quarter, mainly due to the wind power segment that's increasing its demand. On the other hand, the net operating revenue in the second quarter was 17.1% lower than in the second quarter 2014, mainly due to the decrease in the demand of the Brazilian market, especially related to the machinery businesses. EBITDA in the second quarter was negative by 9 million. The main reasons are, first of all, the decrease in the net operating revenues, especially in the Brazilian market, and the expenses related to the structure optimization of the second quarter, that this last one, the structure optimization, impacted the EBITDA of the second quarter in 4.1 million reais. Going back to the casting business, in the second quarter, the casting business improved its margins by 8.9 and 5.1%. It means gross margin and EBITDA margin, mainly due to the increase of wind power segment. Net debt this quarter increased by 24.4 million. This is very important to clearly understand the reasons. The first and the most relevant, it's because of BW inventory levels. What happens at BW, our German subsidiary, is that its revenues are much more concentrated in the second half of the year. So in the first half, inventories went up and it demands cash. And then gradually in the second half of this year, the cash will be got back again. The only difference of BW this year compared to last year is that the revenues are even more concentrated in the second half of this year when compared to last year. You'll see in a specific chart later on. And also, the cash consumption in this quarter was related to the 4.1 million reais of structure optimization. And the order backlog as of June 2015 compared to March grew 11.2%. That's mainly due to the casting business. The chart number 4, this one and the next chart are very important to understand the company and the economic performance. Here we see the GDP, industrial GDP, and the gross fixed capital formation that represents more than the investment levels in the country. These three indexes are negative since the beginning of 2014. And it's even more negative in the first quarter 2015, showing that investments are in a low level. The chart number 5, the chart on the top, it shows the capacity utilization. We see that since 2011, you see 2014. A slowdown in the the capacity utilization, but in 2015, the utilization deteriorated even more. And also the confidence index, it's in a very low level, it's 37.2. It's even lower than in the global crisis in 2009, and it reduced the level of investments. And it reflects in our order entry, especially in the machinery businesses. The chart number six, here we have the revenues by segment. What I would like to highlight here is that usually Romy's main customer base are the small and mid-sized companies represented by the job shops. And job shops are the ones that are suffering most in this challenging macroeconomic scenario. And then we see that it dropped its participation on revenues from 22 to 10%. And in the casting business, what we see that we already mentioned in the first charts, the wind power, that grew its participation from 24 to 44%. It's not only because wind power grew, but also because automotive, in this case trucks, dropped its demand, reflecting the slowdown in the production of trucks in 2015. The chart number seven, here is the revenue composition by business unit. We see that machine tools dropped its participation from 67% in 2014 to 58% in the first half of 2015. Is the business unit that's it's suffering most. Plastics is pretty much stable, and casting business grew its participation to 23%, as I already mentioned, mainly because of the wind power segment. Then, still in the chart number seven, is the revenues. The light blue is the domestic revenues, and then dark blue is the foreign sales. If you look at the first two quarters of 2015 together, compared to the first half of 2014, we see an increase, slightly above 2014, but here's. It's important to understand that exports from Brazil grew, and what reduced in the first half of this year compared to last year was BW revenues, as I already mentioned. It's even more concentrated in the second half. However, for the entire year, BW revenues are expected to be stable compared to the previous years. And it's in line with our strategic planning that Cassiano already mentioned of being less exposed to the domestic market. The chart number eight, this is the sales distribution. Brazil represented this in this first half 2015 74% compared to the 79% in the first half 2014. And being Europe the most representative or relevant overseas market. The chart number nine is the order entry and order backlog. In the machinery businesses, in the second quarter 2015, it dropped in the machine tools 48.7% and about 70% in the plastic machines, showing that this is 2015 is a very challenging year. And on the opposite direction, the casting business that grew in the second quarter 144.6% its order entry, again mainly due to the wind power segment. In the first half of the year, the order entry of the machinery businesses reduced by around 50%, actually 54.5% in machine tools and 49.5% in the plastics. And casting business again grew 55.7% than in the total order entry in the first half 2015, reduced by 33.5%. Here mainly represented this decrease by the order entry of machines for the domestic market. And the order backlog, it's 11.2% higher when compared to March 31st of this year. It's mainly because of the casting business that grew 58.9%, and machine tools grew a little bit, and this growth came from BW order backlog. The chart number 10, this is cost of goods sold breakdown. And, we see that material, which is the most variable part, reducing its participation from 65 to 61%. It's happening because production in the first half 2015 was significantly lower than in 2014. And then the more fixed expenses as labor, depreciation, and expenses, general expenses, gain participation. And then it, of course, it's not positive in terms of margins. But mainly because, as I already mentioned, the production level 2015 is significantly lower than in 2014. In terms of profitability, the second quarter, gross margin in the second quarter was pretty stable compared to the first quarter 2015. If we exclude the severance costs, second quarter would be a little better than the first quarter. Even in the pretty much stable volume, but when compared to the second quarter this year to second quarter 2014, there's a significant decrease in gross margin. This is mainly because of the lower volume in terms of revenues, and also due to the severance costs in the second quarter 2015. In the operating margin, also, there was a decrease. Here is more significant, this decrease in margins, because operating expenses at Romy have more fixed development than variable. So a lower volume hurts even more the EBIT and EBITDA margins. So what we saw is that EBIT was negative. EBIT margin was negative in 14.9% compared to a positive of 0.9 in the second quarter 2014. EBITDA is the same behavior. EBITDA was negative 9 million reais this quarter compared to a positive EBITDA of 10.1 million or 7%. In the second quarter 2014. It's again mainly due to the lower volume and the severance expenses of 4.1 million reais in the second quarter 2015. The slide and the chart number 13, this is the business unit's results. Again, we see the machine tools margins gross and EBITDA margins decreasing the first half 2015 compared to the first half 2014. Here again is the lower volume and the severance costs. The same happens to the plastic machines, and in the opposite way, the casting business that grew its revenues from 44.1 million to 55.5 million first half 2015 compared to first half of 14, and margins, gross margin, EBITDA margin also increased. We see here an EBITDA margin still negative in the first half of 2015, 1.5%. But then when we look more specifically the second quarter of 2015, the casting business is almost reaching the break-even point in terms of cash generation. The chart number 14, cash position. Net debt by the end of the second quarter was 105.5 million reais compared to the 81 million reais in, by the end of the second quarter. As I mentioned in the first chart, cash net debt position increased or decreased by 24.5 million, mainly due to the cash consumption of BW and the 4.1 million reais related to the severance costs in the second quarter. The cash by the end of the second quarter was 72 million, still solid when compared to the short-term debt we have. So we have enough cash to pay the short-term debt. Chart number 15, this is the Burkhardt and Weber performance. Looking at the first half 2015 compared to 2014, as I already mentioned, the revenues of BW this year is even more concentrated in the second half of the year. We can see that in 2014, first half was about 13 million euros. This year was 8 million euros. As the entire year, the volumes are expected to be pretty stable. BW will bring more revenues in the second half of this year. And the chart number 16, this is the share performance. We know that Romy, it's much more cyclical. It's more heavily impacted by the macroeconomic conditions that we see confidence index in a low level, capacity utilization as well, investments, reflecting investments in a low level that we suffering even more than the Ibovespa index that is more composed by different segments. But here we end up our call. But we are still available for a Q&A session, and thank you again very much for your participation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. As a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
We appreciate your participation and we hope to see you in the third quarter conference call. Thank you.
That does conclude Romy's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.